This is his message from Sunday. Check it out.
Failure. This Wallow 267. I've been home a year today, and I did what I wanted to do in any way. And I'm going to tell you something. Go out there and do what you want to do. Don't let nobody tell you nothing. Oh, it's too many rappers. Oh, it's too many doctors. Oh, it's too many coders. Oh, too many people sell hair. Too many people got... So what? That don't mean you can't make it happen. There's enough space in this planet for everybody to make it happen. Go out there and do what you want to do in an unapologetic manner and make it happen.
Man, that's Wallow 267. And Wallow 267 is here in studio with us right now.
Yeah.
What's up, Wallow? How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing outstanding. I woke up this morning, so I'm winning.
Now, Wallow, break down your story. You were in jail for 20 years.
Yeah.
What did you do?
First of all, what I did was, you know, we come from a place where everybody do what everybody do, so I was everybody. I was everybody. I didn't realize that I wasn't everybody. When I stepped outside of my house, I seen a lot of things going on. It was a mirage out there. You know, I believe the whole street culture was real. So I said, you know what? I got to be a part of this some type of way because being me wasn't cool enough. You know what I mean? Embracing my individualism, that wasn't cool enough. That ain't cool in the street game. You know, you see things. You can't just walk by and say, you know, I didn't have the strength enough to walk by. It was other kids that had the strength enough to walk by the corner and anything that was taking place and say, you know what? I got somewhere to go. I got to go get education. I thought them dudes was nuts. Mm. Them dudes were squares. Them dudes was lames. The ones that kept walking. Once I started being a part of that street culture, I used to look at them and if y'all out there, shout out to your apology. I apologize. I didn't know no better. And them little guys that wind up winning at the end. You know, because we taught in the street game and out there in the street culture that the good guys finish last. They always finish first. And I had to realize that. But I was out there armed robbery, you know, doing my thing, just robbing stuff, you know, putting guns in people's faces and stuff like that. You know, because I thought this was the way. This was the only way. And it was the fast way. It was, you know, even though you got everybody's instant now, it was always instant. In the streets, it's always about right now. You know, and then you look up. You do all this time, and you're like, damn, I was better off with a job.
Man.
I was better off trying to do something else, you know?
So you went in, what year was it that you got sentenced to do 20 years?
The first 1996, I got locked up. And they sentenced me in 1997. I'm in 1997.
Mm. Wow. And you've been home for 1 year.
Yeah, this is the first time I've been home for a year since I was like, 11, my mom said.
Wow.
Because before I did that time, I did 5 years within the juvenile system. I was in and out, juvenile, but I never was out a whole year. Because I was always come home, be home for 3 months and back in, be home for, it was just like.
A revolving door.
It was like a prep, you know, juvenile system. It was just preparing me for the big league, you know. And then, you know, you just get lost because you just get so used to it and you become immune because, see, the system, it can dehumanize you. And the culture that we come from, the street culture, it can dehumanize you. It's a dehumanization process going on when you, as a kid, you know, we're taught not to feel. We're taught to ignore our emotions. We think, you know, in the inner cities of America, tough is everything. You got to be tough, little kid, fall off the swing, start crying. You hear them, boy, be tough, stop crying. Everything is about that. So we dehumanizing ourselves in the ghetto sometimes. We don't even see it. And then when you go to prison, you just, it's even more because of certain things you see might happen that you can't say anything about. You can't even look. You can't even look like, you can't even feel like something, rather somebody get stabbed or whatever might happen. You got to keep going. Somebody might be stabbed, bleed. You got to walk around and keep going like nothing ever happened. So, you know, when I was in prison, I had to go insane in order to stay sane. And it was like, when it was time for me to come home, I had to go back sane, you know what I mean? And go to, you know, I had to, you know what I mean, deprogram myself in order to reprogram myself. It was a deep transition that had to take place because some people go out there because prison will make you or break you. So some people go to prison and they'd be so devastated by everything that went on, the trauma of growing up and in the cities of America, being exposed to things they ain't supposed to see. Then you got to go to prison and be exposed to all this type of stuff. And just being in the cell, it can destroy you. That's why when you see a lot of brothers come out of here, you just be like, damn, why are you acting like that? Why are you like this? It's a lot of mental illnesses going on in our community that we don't talk about. Because it's not cool to talk about because it's not cool to be weak. It's not cool to fall. It's like a thing with being weak. So, you know, that's like a form of being weak if you're mentally ill. So it's so much thing, it's so much stuff going on that it's traumatized. You got people running around. Like,
so what changed for you? What was the trigger that was like, you know what, when I get out, I'm going to do something different with my life?
Because I woke up one day in the cell and I realized I wasn't who I thought I was. I wasn't the guy that got me in prison. I'm sitting in prison like, damn, I'm in prison for somebody I ain't. Because I felt too much. I thought different. I would see things that would transpire within the system and I think about things even when I was traveling through in the streets. It was certain things that my reaction was different. I didn't have a reaction like, damn, that's supposed to. I was always asking the other question, like, why we do that? Damn, we ain't had to go that far in my mind. wherever I set it out. So I knew that I wasn't totally acceptance of what was going on. So when I got a chance to be in prison and thinking, I said, yo, this ain't me. I woke up one day, looked in the mirror. I said, yo, what? I'm sitting in the bathroom. Like, I'm sharing a bathroom with another man. And I'm like, is this crazy? Like, this ain't even me. I'm here for fronting. Mm. I'm here for perpetrating. I'm here for mistaking real with violence, for mistaking real with being a criminal. And all I had to do to be real was be myself. So it was deep, you know? It was real deep.
But you were there for 20 years.
Yeah.
So you're obviously a different person. Mm. And within the jail system, it just seems like there's no reform. There's no rehabilitation.
You got to reform yourself. Okay. Just because they got a badge on to say correctional officer, that don't mean they're there to correct you. People come in there to get a job, get their money and skate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really, come on, man. What you going to do? It's about you. Everything starts with self. And we always trying to depend on that. No, you got to start with self. You got to realize what's going on. Wake up and see what's going on. Programming. Okay, all right. What's that really about? You know, so it's about what type of program you're going to do to yourself. What you going to do with yourself. That's the bottom line in this thing called life. You know, like I wasn't in prison because, it just magically happened. I understand I'm black and American. I understand the certain situation that I ain't always got the complexion for the connection. That's cool. But once you understand that, now you know, why am I out here chasing police cars? Because they wasn't chasing me. I was chasing them when I was doing what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's, we got to get on that point first, that accountability point. You know, I understand everybody in prison, this, that, and third, but we got to come to a point where, all right, when you know better, you do better. You know what I mean? So it's like, I was in prison because I decided I didn't have to do what I did. A lot of people, my family wasn't operating outside of the law, but I chose to do that, so I wound up in a cell. I got to deal, in order for me to change, you got to point at yourself first. I can't worry about the system. I already knew what the system had for me. Nothing. I knew I ain't had nothing coming. So, you know, you got to get to that point first, because we could blame whatever we want to blame, and I understand that. You know what I mean? But my whole thing, when we talking about being real, let's be real. I was in prison because I did something goofy.
Mm-hmm.
I was out there, you know, fronting. I was out there acting like I was a criminal. I was out there acting like I was a thug. That's why Wallace Peoples, a.k.a. Wallo267, was in prison. I can't speak for anybody else. I was, you know, I know what I done because I signed up for this and I read the fine print when I stepped into the street game. My old head told me, listen, man, you know somebody going to put you down. You're going to penitentiary. You really about this? I'm about this. Mm. So I had to stand what I do, and I'm not saying that to glorify the street code and the game. But that's what I signed up for. You know, it's just like a phone. You got to read the fine print.
Well, listen, we have Wallo267 in here. This dude has changed his life. He's been home from jail for a year. A little bit.
Year and 2 days.
Year. I was about to say, yeah.
I count 8 days.
Yeah. don't take those days off. 367 days he's been home. He has over 116,000 followers on Instagram.
121.
Okay. Exact about
get
the
right.
Numbers.
Let's get the numbers.
I'm sorry. But if you want to talk to him, and you know, the reason why I wanted to bring you in was because I know there's a lot of people struggling with, you know, we all have struggles that we have.
Yeah,
there
we
are
do.
People that have come home that you know, what should I do? How can I do it? And you've changed your changed your life.
They got all the tools to do it.
You have all the tools. If you want to talk to Wallo267, Wallace, aka Wallace Peoples.
Yeah, I love it.
215-515-3481. That's 215-515-3481. It's right here on the Quincy Harris Morning Show with K-Fox. Good morning, y'all.